Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
From the heart of the Carolinas, a voice of reason, an oasis of civility and humanity.
I'm on a journey, the pursuit of truth, not just facts to fill the head, but also life-changing power to change hearts and transform minds. A journey of relationship, to connect to people of goodwill everywhere, to build upon civil society, to transcend tribal divisions with timeless values and love, a growing coalition of choice, not coercion. Are you with me?
This is the Vince Coakley Radio Program.
Good morning. Welcome to the broadcast. Boy, it's been a little bit of a rough night, hasn't it? By the way, just to give Jeff a heads up here, a little bit of feedback, if we can make a slight adjustment in that. I want to give you a sense, thanks very much, give you a sense of what is ahead this morning. This is a day that we have a lot to cover, a whole lot to cover. And I want to just give you a heads up. I hope today is a defining day for many of us. And I say that because it's time for us. It always is time for us to be prepared to face the truth, no matter how difficult the truth is. Yesterday was really an interesting day for me. Not only did we find ourselves watching what was going on with the elections in Georgia, I heard from a couple of good friends of mine in the nation's capital, people who are connected, and we had some great conversations and very much in agreement about where things are going and where they're going to need to go in the future. We'll talk about that during the course of the broadcast. Today is the day Congress receives the electors. Everything is official today. There's also a big demonstration in the nation's capital for the president. And the president is going to speak there. We'll talk about the future of the Republican Party, where I think the Republican Party needs to go. And basically, I will reiterate some of what I've communicated, but I will share even more. And I'm encouraged because the two people I talked to yesterday, they get it. They understand where we are and where we need to go. I'm just going to tell you, there's going to be a lot of struggle in the coming days, and it's going to make people very uncomfortable. I would caution you against drawing wrong conclusions that would be based on reactions, because there will be a lot of reactions, especially if we see not only the loss of one Senate seat, but the loss of two, which by many accounts appears likely. This is going to be very traumatic for a lot of Republicans. Very traumatic. We'll also talk about the concern about a possible terror threat. Some incredible audio that we're going to share with you during the course of the broadcast today. It's really crazy. But it also reminds us of the threat that we face here in the United States of America. I think we've learned the lesson all too well that just because we are far removed from so many of our enemies, that we must just recognize the fact that we're still vulnerable. So vigilance is absolutely, positively necessary. Vigilance. I want to start off here talking about the Georgia Senate race. Actually, two Senate races. And at this point, it looks like we could see two losses. Now, right now, John Ossoff, the Democrat, is holding a narrow lead over David Perdue. So far, much of what I've heard suggests that the remaining votes to be counted are in Democrat areas. If that does prove to be the case, this will change everything. And I do mean everything. Raphael Warnock. We've been talking about him for several weeks now. I don't think there's any mystery about who this man is. He won one of the two Senate runoffs, becoming the first black senator in his state's history, putting the Senate majority within the party's reach. This is the pastor who spent the past 15 years leading the Atlanta church where Martin Luther King Jr. preached. Warnock defeated Republican incumbent Kelly Loeffler, stinging rebuke of the president, who made one of his final trips in office to Georgia to rally his loyal base behind Loeffler, and the Republican running for the other seat, David Perdue. Now everybody is watching the other race between Perdue and Democrat John Ossoff. Now we're going to hear from Ossoff a little bit later on. He is already claiming victory. But at this point, officially, they're labeling this race as too close to call. Still some mail ballots and in-person early votes left to be counted statewide. And as I mentioned, the majority of these are in Democratic-leaning counties. Under Georgia law, a trailing candidate may request a recount when the margin of an election is less than or equal to 0.5 percentage points. Now, if Ossoff wins, Democrats will have complete control of Congress. And that, of course, will strengthen the standing of President-elect Joe Biden as he prepares to take office in just a couple of weeks. We're going to talk about this a little bit later on, because I have also been warning you about this for quite some time, and you will hear some of a presentation on this subject. Warnock's victory, a symbol of a striking shift in Georgia's politics, as the swelling number of diverse, college-educated voters flex their power in the heart of the Deep South. I'm just going to give you one hint about what Georgia is about. And my concern is there will be other states, including the one I am in right now, North Carolina. The demographics are changing, and they're changing rapidly. Yes, we can have conversations about voter fraud, but I frankly believe the bigger issue is demographics. The once reliable South is no longer reliable. I've been saying for quite some time that we better start engaging the ideological battle, and we better start learning how to reach our friends, our neighbors, our relatives, and reach their hearts. Because this poison of progressivism that has not only turned one political party, the Democrat Party, into basically a socialist party, this poison of progressivism has already destroyed the Republican Party. What is the real message? What does this party really stand for? What does it stand for? What is it about? We're going to talk about some of those issues today, and I want to get your thoughts on where things go from here. So we'll jump right in. And I want to just warn you, you have got to be prepared to face the truth, no matter what your feelings are. Stay with us. Back on the broadcast, and again, I want to warn you, today, heavy doses of truth. And in many cases, they're really not going to feel good. I want you to understand that everything I share with you today, or any other day, this isn't an act for me. This is not a performance for me. I get behind a microphone and I share what's on my heart. I share my convictions, which frankly have not changed at all. They're the same as they were a year ago, 5 years ago, 10 years ago. Now you will find a change in how my heart has approached these things. That's another story. And another conversation. So we've set the table for you in the fact that one of the Georgia seats has already been claimed by Raphael Warnock. This is going to be interesting, to say the least. And fresh on the heels of that clear victory, we have the other race where John Ossoff has actually claimed victory. He released some remarks a little while ago. Here are the remarks of Mr. Ossoff.
Good morning. It is with humility that I thank the people of Georgia for electing me to serve you in the United States Senate. Thank you for the confidence and trust that you have placed in me. At this moment of crisis, as COVID-19 continues to ravage our state and our country, when hundreds of thousands have lost their lives, millions have lost livelihoods, Georgia families are having difficulty putting food on the table, fearing foreclosure or eviction, having difficulty making ends meet. Let's unite now to beat this virus and rush economic relief to the people of our state and to the American people. I will work in the U.S. Senate to support a robust public health response so that we can defeat this virus, putting Georgia's own Centers for Disease Control and Prevention in the lead, trusting medical expertise, doctors, and scientists to bring the tools to bear, the technology to bear, the ingenuity to bear, and the resources to bear necessary to stop the spread of this virus, to defeat it, and to get our daily lives back, and to rush direct economic relief to people who need help right now.
John Ossoff, who is claiming victory, this race has not been called yet, but my understanding is the rest of the votes that need to be counted are in predominantly Democrat areas. So don't be surprised. Prepare yourself for another devastating loss, which means the Democrats having complete control of the House, the Senate, and the White House. That's how it looks right now. Over on the text line, this texter says Stacey Abrams will be the next governor of Georgia. A new home base for Antifa and BLM, no restraints. It's quite possible. By the way, there's a rally going on. It's referred to as a Save America rally. And the president is going to make an appearance there a little bit later this morning. Just share a post with you, and I think I mentioned this friend of mine, who is involved, been very much involved in political activism for years, and quite devastated by what has happened. By the way, we will probably try to listen in on the president when he comes to the mic in this rally. Here is what Veronica is communicating. She is an activist. I live in the D.C. area. I'm not going down there. Been to too many of those, nothing ever comes of it. Real action should have been taken a long time ago. Peaceful protesting and marching does nothing. And when you see it does nothing, why continue to do it? I'd rather get ready for church this evening, go on about my day. There's going to be more Veronicas out there who have reached the point where they are profoundly frustrated, burned out, and discouraged. So Vince, when you move into Georgia, you'd fit right in. The trolls are out, aren't they? Another person here agreeing, this is why I didn't bother going up there to this rally. Democrats calling for us to unite is like a thief stealing all of your belongings, then asking you to buy them back. Pretty much. Yeah. Someone else saying I had to clean the puke out of my van now. Just based on what they heard from Mr. Ossoff a few minutes ago. Hope you mentioned how racism caused you guys to lose all three branches. That's the truth. Black people and our allies rose against it. No, it's not racism. You may think it's racism, but there are other things, and I will address that a little bit later in this broadcast, because it's vital we understand the reasons, and frankly, I'm not putting the focus of attention on voter fraud. If there are issues to be addressed there, those need to be tackled by, frankly, what should be very capable legislatures. And now is the time to fix those in the states where it really matters. By the way, if you'd like to join the conversation, the Ingalls Markets talk line, 800-928-1110, Common Sense Retirement Planning text line, 71307. So from here, I share this from Michael Tomasky, and we'll talk more about the president a little bit later on, but he has written a piece, a very short one, in the Daily Beast. And I know this is liberal stuff. Here's one of the things I want you to understand. Sometimes liberals communicate truths. It happens. But let's listen to what Mr. Tomasky had to say. On an unbelievably heartening night for America, Georgia put an end to the pathetic career of Kelly Loeffler and ushered in a bright new era. By the way, the title of this piece in the Daily Beast. Got to make sure I properly censor myself here. Georgia Revolution is an FU aimed right at Trump. Can we call it a repudiation now? Because Donald Trump flew into Georgia Monday night to perform what he surely thought was his final rescue mission. Instead, if anything, his shocking antics in these last few days drove the turnout against him. I know it's just a few thousand votes, and John Ossoff hasn't officially won yet. This sounds a little sweeping, but F it. It wouldn't stop the other side. On election night, America was sure it wanted rid of Trump, but wasn't sure it wanted to hand the Democrats the keys to the car. After two more months of watching Trump try to set fire to our country and watching Republicans hand him the match, Americans, or at least Georgians, said the hell with it. Democrats, it's all yours. It was a staggeringly amazing night. Georgia has elected a black man and in all likelihood a Jewish man to the United States Senate, both of them liberal. Georgia, it's astonishing. And the historical debt paid, especially in Raphael Warnock's win, the pastor at Martin Luther King's church, is going to be a United States senator. I'm going to comment more on this a little bit later on, but I think this may be the first time I'm using these words, and I don't want to leave any room for misunderstanding, but I firmly believe that Donald Trump is toxic. That's the bottom line. Toxic. And the sooner this entire spectacle is over with and we start to figure out what's really going on, the better. It's really that simple. I'm going to share a little bit more about Georgia. You're going to hear about the demographics and why I believe we better get our act together and how we can do that. Stay with us. Oh, I love these texts. Vince, you are an idiot. Oh, thank you. God bless you, too. Vince, since 2016, the Republicans have lost the House, the White House, and the Senate. There's one common thread here. Hint, it's orange. Many of us millennials on the right have been wanting a fighter on our side, and we got that with Trump. Therefore, we do not view him as toxic. See, can I just say again, and I will repeat this again and again, I don't care what you think. That may sound really awful, but this is part of the problem. There is an echo chamber of people who have just been living in a fantasy world. That's what's happened here. Oh, everybody loves Trump. Everything is wonderful. Everything is great. And all of these rallies, these demonstrations, and there's this sense that everything is fine. But the reality is, I think at the end of the day, the real work of winning races has not been done. That's the reality. This texter says the article you read perfectly defined what's going on in this country, but unless it came from someone from Fox News or Newsmax wrote it, then your listeners will reject it. A lot of people will. And some of you are not going to like the analysis I'm about to share with you about what we're seeing in Georgia. I couldn't disagree more about Trump. He's a fighter, unlike most Republicans. I don't give a crap how much of a fighter he is. Donald Trump is toxic. Toxic. This is not to take away from what he has done for the last 4 years, which for the most part, the accomplishments especially related to the courts, but his personality and what he has brought to bear upon the country during his reality show is toxic. And the sooner we disassociate ourselves from this, that's when we can begin to move on and figure out first who we are, what we believe. Then we can make choices about who the people are we can trust to lead us in the future. But I'm not sure many people are there yet. And frankly, too many are in denial. Do you call your D.C. friend a cult member to her face? Since when does a Christian man who purports to love all his listeners quote the Daily Beast? You mean toxic like the Bushes and Romney? Yeah, that's your idea of real R's? See, this is the stupid kind of crap that we've been doing for 4 years now. Attacking these so-called never-Trumpers who are entirely irrelevant. They are irrelevant. Bush is irrelevant. Mitt Romney is irrelevant. And you spend all your time fighting people who don't matter when you should be fighting for the people on your street, in your neighborhood, in your community, and winning them to your values. That's what has not been done. We've spent 4 years defending Donald Trump over this and that and participating in this toxicity. And frankly, many Americans are sick of it. But there are people determined. They're going to ride this ship to the very end. And you're welcome to do that. You're a piece of work. Trump is toxic because of the election being stolen. Oh my gosh. When is this going to sink in? When is it? You're losing listeners by the day. Well, if you want to go engage in fantasy, there are plenty of radio shows and plenty of television shows that will give you what you want, and they will feed your fantasies until this thing completely crashes and burns. Oh, this is really charming. F you, Vince. See, this tells me everything I need to know. This is why you got your ass handed to you on election day. Because there's too much of that. It's not only in the president. It's in a lot of the president's supporters who have nasty attitudes. How do I know? Because I see the text line on this program daily. And most of the time, people don't dare call in because they cannot intellectually support the position that they're taking. Anthony posted this. And this is a liberty-minded person. This is not a Democrat. Stacey Abrams got her revenge. It wasn't that the Dems flipped an insane amount of suburban voters since November. They motivated and turned out more Democrat voters when it mattered. Republicans weren't motivated, and it showed, especially in the suburbs. They are sick of Trump's antics. Hashtag Trump fatigue. The reality show is over, people. It's over. And the sad thing is, even though he's jumped the shark, a lot of people still want to watch. I think we have time. Do we have time to play this in this segment? I'm going to save this for the next segment about demographics in Georgia. Because this is a fair warning, not only to Georgia, but here in North Carolina, and yes, I dare say it, South Carolina. We're going to have a lot of people moving out of these blue states. Because they know they are crappy. The irony is, they're going to come here and they're going to turn these places where we live into the same crap holes that their states and cities are. Let's go out to Joe in Charlotte. Good morning, Joe.
Well, good morning, sir. Well, I just got to say, this is all by design. First of all, our system is designed to fail. It's been coming for a long time. Supreme Court decisions like this Citizens United The fact that the Supreme Court reigns supreme over everything when it's not supposed to, I mean, if we'd have gone by this route, then we would have slavery all over the country because Taney and his decisions half caused the Civil War. Most people don't realize that. I didn't realize that until I took a course on the Civil War very recently. Actually, it was on slavery. And the fact is, the Congress and the president basically, you know, they ignored Taney with the Dred Scott decision and also another decision called the Pitts decision. And basically, the fact is, because most of our politicians are lawyers, because most of them are lawyers, they respect the courts. They don't want to override it because, for one thing, is that's their bread and butter. The more powerful the courts, the more powerful the lawyer profession or the legal profession, and therefore the more powerful they are. And that's the reason why we have 80% of the world's lawyers. So because they listen to the Supreme Court, and it's been reigning supreme. In fact, Justice Holmes said back in the 1800s, he said, hey, the Constitution is what we say it is, and he was a justice on the Supreme Court. And unfortunately, that's true. They make decisions, then a few years later, contrary decisions, and it doesn't matter. They get away with everything, just like they did this time by ignoring the very total dereliction of duty of what they were supposed to do in the first place.
Yeah, I hear you, Joe, and we're up against a hard break here. In a few words, Joe, are you there? Can you hear me, Joe? Actually, we're losing, the call's breaking up anyway, so we'll have to say goodbye to Joe. But the question that still remains, where do things go from here? Coming up, you're going to hear how one particular network summed up the demographic changes that are happening. And I'm just being blunt about it. The Republican Party is in denial about this. Complete denial. If we don't address this, no election's going to matter at all. Stay with us. So the Dow Jones hits an all-time high, on track for a record close, 30,821 right now. It's up 430 points at the moment. 430 points. Pretty amazing, isn't it? And the hate continues to scroll on the text line. It just blows my mind. What are Trump's values that I want to espouse to my neighbors? Greed, lying, demeaning others? Vince, please keep up the good work. Vince, once again, Vince the blank blank. Republicans brought a knife to a gunfight. You keep, I'm not even going to share the rest of your text because it's nonsense. You can go ahead and fight all you want. If you want to beat the air, go for it. I'm not going to participate in beating the air because that's really what's going on now. This is what you need to pay attention to. I'm not going to tell you who until the end. This is a clip explaining what has happened to the shifting demographics in Georgia. Listen up.
Yes, that is why. Numbers, math, changes in registration, participation. The president, nuttery, Jake's word, is a good term. Let's just look. This is the presidential map. We're counting Senate races tonight. But as you noted, Georgia flipped, Arizona flipped. Those were the big flips. Not since 1992, not since 1996, that a Democrat carried those states for president. Some of that is anti-Trump animus. The president is unpopular, even with moderate Republicans, particularly in the suburbs. But let's zoom in on Georgia, Wolf, and talk about what you just talked about. The state is changing. It's a Sun Belt state. The population is shifting in a lot of ways. Let's look at some of them. And as you go through them, here's one. This is happening all across America. And you see this. Now, let me explain this to you. The lighter you see this, that means the population is going down. When you see it's a little darker, that means the population is going up. So what do you see? Generalizing a bit, but the population is shrinking in these smaller rural areas. More people are moving closer to the cities, the suburbs, and the exurbs. Over time, in most places, not everywhere, but in most places in America, over time, that benefits the Democrats. People who live closer to the city, the close-in suburbs, more and more over the last 20 years, especially the last few years, voting Democratic. So some of it is general population change. Shifts away from rural areas to the cities and the suburbs. That's what's happening. But another thing you see happening in Georgia here is look at the registration of black voters from 2016, when President Trump carried the state quite handily, to 2020, where he lost quite narrowly. The lighter colors are declining in black registration. The green is the growth. And you see some deep green up here, but you see a lot of green in the Savannah area over here, in the Atlanta area in the suburbs that was the bedrock of Joe Biden's narrow victory. So you see this has been a concerted effort by Georgia Democrats, especially Stacey Abrams and others. This is from 2016 to 2020. One of the tests tonight, Wolf, is Democrats say that even since the November election, they've registered tens of thousands of new voters, African Americans and young voters. So we'll see how that turns out. But you see these demographic shifts here, especially in the, up in the Atlanta area. More black voters registered, they tend to vote Democratic. Here's another thing to keep an eye on if these elections are very close. Remember Andrew Yang, the former Democratic presidential candidate, CNN commentator. He went down to Georgia for a little bit to try to register Asian American voters in the state. Very tiny slice of the population, but in close elections, that can matter. And look, you see the purple colors, the deeper the purple, the more registration you do see. Over the last 4 years, down here, Chatham County, Savannah area and around there, and especially up here in the Atlanta metro area in the suburbs, you do see some increase in Asian American voters. So that is a key question. It's a small voting population, but in a close election, a couple hundred here, a couple thousand there can help. So you come back out to the map and you look at it this way. Again, Joe Biden won the state by just shy of 12,000 votes, a perfect storm, if you will, for the Democrats. Georgia is trending toward the Democrats. Call it a purple state, if you will, but it still leans red. That's the challenge tonight. Can Democrats recreate this with new voters, motivating people to turn out, or is Georgia still in a traditional race without Trump on the ballot? Does it go back to its still what I would call slightly Republican-leaning DNA? That's the test.
This is something we need to pay attention to. We've had guests on this program discussing this very thing as recently as a few months ago, that demographics are changing. Now, this is not to deny, any of the concerns about voter fraud. But I will also tell you, if you do not figure out how to deal with these demographic issues, you will see continued creeping voter shifts away from the Republican Party to the Democrats. That's what's happening here. Now, if you want to spend all of your time complaining about voter fraud, if that is the only theme you're going to focus on and you're not going to figure out how to reach your neighbors, you may as well shut it down and give it all up. I had two very important conversations with two very well-connected people yesterday. Here's one of the phrases one of them used. The Trump reality distortion zone. This man is not living in reality. He's not. And I got news for you. My understanding, Mike Pence cannot reject electors. He can't do it. That's what the president is looking for him to do. And I don't mind saying this. I am not a big Mike Pence fan either, but I will tell you this. This man has been thrown under the bus because the expectation has now been raised that the vice president somehow is supposed to rise the occasion and save Donald Trump to be able to stay in for another 4 years. It's not going to happen. And the people beating this drum, starting with the president, it's reprehensible to do this. He has thrown Mike Pence under the bus. That's his reward for loyalty. And I've said this repeatedly. Following along, ABC reporting yesterday on World News Tonight, his sources told him Vice President Mike Pence would defy President Donald Trump and accept the certification of the 2020 election. That's what's going to happen. The president believes the vice president has a power he does not have. And it's a power the vice president himself knows that he doesn't have. You're going to have to ask yourself the question. Are you on the side truly of the Constitution and our values, or is it more important to focus on a personality and what amounts to a political reality show that has been canceled? We're going to talk more about this coming up in the next hour with some very important posts from people I have a great deal of respect for as we try to figure out our way. We've got a lot to figure out. Stay with us.
This is the Vince Coakley radio program.
This is Rick Edelman. Listen on Saturday for the investment and financial planning advice you need right now so you're prepared for whatever comes next. The Rick Edelman Show, Saturday from 9 to 10 a.m. right here on News Talk 1110-99.3 WBT.
We want to see you. I got a feeling that you're feeling the key. Come on in. Where you going to go when you're looking for your new ride? If you really want it.
Right now at Dutch Miller Kia, we're talking real turkey. Bring us any trade in any condition and get up to a $5,000 discount off any new Kia in stock. Shop our large selection of new Kias with deliciously great deals. Drive home for the holidays in a new 2021 Kia Forte LXS with zero down payment and only $229 per month. This is not a lease. You own it with zip, zero, zilch, down. Think your credit is foul? Get pre-qualified risk free without affecting your credit score at DutchMillerCLT.com. Don't miss your chance to get $5,000 off with any trade only at Dutch Miller Kia on South Boulevard in Charlotte. Visit us online 24/7 at DutchMillerCLT.com. Stock number K20554. Qualified applicants with a 780 credit score through KMF. Zero down 84 months at 2.9% APR plus tax and fees. Negative equity refinance expires 12/4/2020.
Have you been lied to? Lied to by Washington politicians and the Wall Street propaganda machine? Hi, I'm Inc. Magazine best-selling author Brett Kitchen. And if you're over 55 with an IRA or 401k, I want to give you a free copy of my new book, Wealth Beyond Wall Street, because according to Time Magazine, Wall Street's 401ks have failed millions of Americans. After losing 35% in my IRA and the crash years ago, I said enough. And since then, I discovered a way to grow money potential double digits, reduce taxes dramatically, and also have my money protected when the next stock market crash hits. When the next market crash hits, you lose nothing. Call Wealth Beyond Wall Street now to get your free book and talk to a specialist to discover this little-known strategy to get potential double-digit growth during good years and never lose in the market crashes. Call 1-800-259-3131 to discover this asset that people like Walt Disney and JCPenney use to grow wealthy. Plus, when you call right now, you get free shipping and handling, no credit card required, and I'll send you a free copy of the audiobook so you can listen in your car. Call 1-800-259-3131. 1-800-259-3131. That's 1-800-259-3131.
Some things are good cold, you know, like orange jello or sweet tea or revenge. Hey, y'all, it's Fanny, and you know what I don't like cold? My floor. And this time of year, that's the first thing that jolts you awake when you step out of bed in the morning. Well, I took care of that at my house, and you can too. I went to Carpet Discount Warehouse, and they made me some custom area rugs for my frigid floors. They had lots of prints and colors and materials, so we measured all my rooms, and I picked out exactly what I wanted. They made the rugs right there in the store and fast. And my rugs don't look cookie cutter because they're not from a big box store where they all look the same. Carpet Discount Warehouse can carpet your whole house if you're tired of cold floors everywhere. Or you can check out their big selection of luxury vinyl tile. It looks just like wood, but it's a lot more durable. And Carpet Discount Warehouse is local, so you can feel good about supporting your neighbors. Carpet Discount Warehouse, 6100 East Independence, right behind the Bojangles. Go see them today and tell them Fanny sent you. Did I say hurry?
The best furniture store in Charlotte is starting off the year right with their famous semi-annual sale. Come now to Tyndall Furniture and Mattress for this incredible savings event. Get 50 to 75% off retail when you purchase in stock.
From the heart of the Carolinas, a voice of reason, an oasis of civility and humanity.
I'm on a journey, the pursuit of truth, not just facts to fill the head, but also life-changing power to change hearts and transform minds. A journey of relationship, to connect to people of goodwill everywhere, to build upon civil society, to transcend tribal divisions with timeless values and love, a growing coalition of choice, not coercion. Are you with me?
This is the Vince Coakley Radio Program.
Rob Smith, who has a great podcast, Rob Smith is Problematic, posted this just minutes ago. People need to start being honest about the major deficiencies in the Republican Party. If these things aren't handled quickly, losing will be the new normal. New voices, new leadership, new messaging, desperately needed right now. Rob Smith, amen, amen, amen. This is absolutely where we need to be. This is not, as I've said before, this is not a condemnation of the Trump presidency. The last 4 years, he's been largely effective in a number of areas. But it's time for people who are freedom-loving people to move on and focus on rebuilding, and rebuilding on values, not on personality, anybody's personality. Richard, welcome to the broadcast.
Hey, how's it going? I happen to be a New Yorker, came to North Carolina. I'm a retired police officer, but I'm African-American, but I happen to be a conservative. Yes, the demographics are changing all over the place. So, Vince, you're absolutely correct. And if, unfortunately, the Republican Party has basically, they have not been paying attention to the minorities in this country. So they need to pay attention to the Hispanics because they need, the Hispanics have a sense of conservatism. Unfortunately, African Americans have been so propagandized and so brainwashed into a big government, that's going to be a hard one to sell. In terms of Trump, yes, at this point, he's probably toxic due to his own inability to communicate, as well as the media has bloodied him up so badly, nobody wants to see the blood anymore.
You know, and, you know, I've said this before. I raised the question. Are you married, by the way?
Yes.
I've asked a number of people this question. If your wife was engaged in combat, arguing with people, debating at people all the time, and including you, would you enjoy your marriage?
No, no.
It gets old after a while, the contentiousness. So yeah. It's very important that you are judicious and wise in, yes, I'm all for having a fighter, but let's fight for things that matter and not have a mindset where every day we're swinging at somebody aimlessly.
Going forward, I think we have to be strategic, and we need somebody who's a little bit more of a tactical person.
Yes.
Who can... We got to get other fish on this boat.
And yes.
If we don't, like you said, we're just going to keep losing.
Yep. And the question is, are we going to learn this lesson in time, or are we going to spend time trying to resurrect what's already dead? Few other items I shared with you about the whole vice presidential thing and the effort basically to throw him under the bus. I'm going to go ahead and declare also, and I know this is going to tick some more people off, I do not want a President Pence in 2024. I do not. I had concerns about this man going all the way back to Indiana. Courage is not a strong point for this man. Not in the least bit. We'll talk more about that in the future. Eric Erickson posted this yesterday. Folks, the election is not being stolen. The race is being lost by Republicans who think the race was stolen because mythology is more important than truth. Eric is absolutely right. We also have this. Someone sent this to me during the break. And Scott, you are right on point with what you've communicated here. Here's what Scott posted, sent to me a few minutes ago. The lesson is that Trump's policies are undeniably right for America, but Trump's personality is wrong. That's the lesson we should learn. We need candidates who espouse Trump's conservative populism, but who do it in an embracing way and not an abrasive one. Imagine if Bush won, would have espoused Trump's policies. Unfortunately, in our snowflake society, personality matters more than beliefs. Boy, isn't that the truth. It's not even the Democrats that are doing this. Republicans are still stuck on this. He goes on, that's not to say we shouldn't or can't do governing the right way and do it kindly, because we should. But we also must face the reality. Our schools are brainwashing our children with blatant lies and untruths. And what have we done about this? How many years have we been talking about limiting, getting back to smaller government? Can somebody show me anything that has been done to reduce the size of government? I don't care who it is. One of the people I talked with yesterday, Congressman Thomas Massey, and some of you may start hating on him. He posted three truths on Twitter yesterday, some very hard truths that few want to acknowledge publicly. One, if every Republican votes to disallow every Biden elector on January 6th, Biden will still be declared the winner by Congress. This is simple math. Democrats are in the majority and will vote to keep the Biden electors. Two, no state has sent a competing set of electors. Each state has sent only one slate of electors. No state legislature has asked Congress to reject its state electors. And three, Donald Trump's new AG, the replacement for Bill Barr, took office December 24th, and as far as we can tell, has done nothing to investigate this election. I don't know him. He might be a great person and very qualified, but Trump hired him, and he doesn't seem to be investigating. But we were told he was only going to find the best people, right? This is not to slam anybody. This is just to be real. It's time for us to get real. Stephen posted this on social media. Sitting down to work on the chapter of my book on hope versus nihilism. How appropriate concerning news of the GOP's implosion in Georgia. Anger and disillusionment are powerful forces. And they can be used as fuel in politics, but it's only good for starting the engine. It won't take you anywhere. The Democrats are going to win the Senate and enjoy the fruits of unified government for the first time since 2008. That's the reality. It's unfortunate, but it is the reality. Also want to share this. Leland Conway, one of my cohorts in the state of Kentucky. The National Republican Party is done if they don't make major changes. Trump taught us two things. Two things. One, small government, lower taxes, and less regulation leads to more prosperity for everyone. We saw it in action before the media, and the Democrats took advantage of a crisis to wipe that prosperity out and seize control of people's lives. I'm going to save the second item for after the break. And again, I want you to weigh in. I want to hear your thoughts on this, because it's vital that we figure out where we're going. And don't spend too much time holding on to the past. The Ingalls Markets Talk Line, 800-928-1110, especially for those of you in the upstate. 800-928-1110, Common Sense Retirement Planning text line 71307. So I started sharing a post from Leland Conway, who's a talk show host out of Kentucky. And when I saw this, I thought, this is right on point. In fact, I'll repeat the first point again. The National Republican Party is done if they don't make major changes. Trump taught us two things. If I can interject something here, by the way. And I've been beating this drum, I don't know how many years now. And unfortunately, we keep making the same mistakes. It's time for the old, crusty, Republican old men in the Senate to get the hell out. All of these guys with their horrible liberty scores need to be gone. To make that happen, you're going to have to do that. Lindsey Graham got a pass this time because there was a desperate concern about holding on to the Senate. I get it. But if you keep electing people like that and people like Mitch McConnell or the face of the Republican Party, this party is going straight to hell. And frankly, it may already be there. Anyway, here's what Leland posted. Small government, lower taxes, less regulation lead to more prosperity for everyone. We saw it in action before the media, and the Democrats took advantage of a crisis to wipe that prosperity out and seize control of people's lives. Please listen to his second point, because it's right on point. What I've been saying in the wilderness for quite some time. Two, divisive, spiteful politics don't work. Thanks to a few thousand dumbasses who believed wild conspiracy theories and a Democrat plant, Lynn Wood, who we've referenced on this program, and stayed home in the Georgia election, the transformation of America is about to begin. Honestly, I'm not sure freedom survives this. The Second Amendment and the First are about to be under attack like never before. There will be real world consequences to this that will affect you in a negative way. This is not a game. Real freedom is about to come under radical siege. The Republican Party needs to grow a spine and stand for the first thing while rejecting the second without fear. And if you need to be reminded, what the second thing is, it's divisive, spiteful politics. This is a turnoff. This is why I said to you, Donald Trump, even though his policies were popular, the article I cited weeks ago, right after the election, from our good friend Andrew McCarthy, he's right on point. Trump's policies are popular. Trump himself is toxic. He goes on. We have a few standard bearers of these principles left. Some of you are going to roll your eyes. Senator Rand Paul and Representative Thomas Massey are two of them. It is time to reject red team versus blue team politics forever and demand principled, intelligent defense of liberty from our leaders. Who's going to go first? Show me. Show me something that's going to cause you to stand out as an advocate for liberty. And no, I don't want any more reality shows. None. Gianno Caldwell, who's written a great book, as I understand. I have not read it yet. I think I've ordered it. I think it's called Taken for Granted. It's about black voters who've been taken for granted by the Democrat Party. Gianno Caldwell is a black conservative. He says a couple of things that are worth noting. I have a projection. Donald Trump will raise hell on the GOP for the next 4 years. I predict the party will splinter and there will be a party of Trump loyalists. People will have to choose a side. The GOP is crashing and burning before our very eyes. He also added this. Newt Gingrich begged Mitch McConnell to send a clean bill for the $2,000 payments to the American people because he believed failure to do so would impact the Georgia race. After all, it's his state, so he knows the politics there better than most. He was right, and this will cost the GOP. What Mitch McConnell did in rejecting the $2,000, now you may be surprised. You're like, okay, was Vince advocating socialism and all these giveaways? No, I'm not. I'm not advocating these as a policy. I think there are certain things, limited things, you can do in an emergency, but they should not be habits. And I think this was costly. But again, listen to these voices. And these are important voices of conservatives, genuine fighting conservatives. And we need new messengers. Who is going to jump on board? Randall, good morning. Welcome to the broadcast.
Good morning. Is Vince there?
Hey, he's right here.
Well, Vince, good morning. This is Randall, and I just wanted to say that I'm one of the guys that's still in your camp. I don't know you personally. It's not your personality, but it's your principles and especially your faith that keeps drawing me to you. And I regret that you've had such vitriol today. And on the matter of President Trump, I totally agree that he can be toxic. Personality-wise, I caught myself watching the TV rally last night and was screaming, "Would you please shut up?" And of course, I am for his principles and his policies. I believe they're closest to the true conservative Republicans. But you're totally right about the toxic part. And I pray that our country realizes where we're headed, especially when states can elect somebody like AOC or the two in Georgia or Bernie Sanders or Pelosi, that we have a lot to be concerned about. But again, here's one more that's on your side. Keep telling the truth, and I appreciate you.
And let me clarify something, and I want to be very clear about this, Randall. I'm not rejecting you. I appreciate the fact that your vote of affirmation, but I hope you understand you're not so much embracing me. You're embracing values and our constitutional principles, and you want someone to back those and do it in a very sane and human way.
Absolutely.
That's what we're looking for. We're not looking for somebody who's going to be a wimp, and I've never supported that. Thanks for your call, Randall. That needs to be understood. Let's try Denise, I believe. Good morning, Denise.
Good morning. The demographic thing, I wanted to go back and just revisit that for a minute. Atlanta is changing, the state of Georgia, but Atlanta in particular, because of the development of business and industry.
Yep.
And white-collar jobs. And when people, you know, when companies move, they don't take their janitors and their secretaries. They take their white-collar college-educated. And that is the demographic, white college-educated, that peeled away from Trump. I have two sons who for 30 years now have each lived in Georgia and in Atlanta. One educated there, the other moved there, with wives and children now of voting age. And they really had a problem. They are lifelong Republicans, by the way, as am I. And we all voted for Trump in 2016 with the promise that candidate Trump would become President Trump. He would know how to hire people, the best and the brightest, and wouldn't need to fire them like that idiot Obama, he kept telling us. And so just watching his management style, absent his personality quirks and crudeness and all of that, just watching his management style, whimsical trade policies. One week, you can, you know, chip makers can sell to Huawei. The next week, they can't. The week after that, they can't. And they know that they could not run their own divisions or their own businesses and do that. So it wasn't his personality. It was his management, lack of management.
I hear what you're saying. And that brings us to the place where we are. By the way, we're standing by for the president if he happens to speak at this rally. We'll try to listen in. Stay with us. On the text line, yes, speaking negatively about the president is actuality. You're supporting the crook. I actually need to reduce the volume here. I've been listening to a news conference by the Secretary of State, I believe. Georgia Voting Implementation Manager. What a position that is. Talking about the election results, the second race has still not been called. 99% in. And it looks like Mr. Ossoff is still ahead of Mr. Perdue by a margin of about, 16,000 votes. If you really think it's all conspiracy theory, simply watching that Space Needle display should be a big slap in the face. Really. Again, your messaging should be tough enough. People grow up, raise your head, and realize what this man has done for this country. Realize the attacks he's been under. I don't care, and I'm sick of complaining. The guy's been complaining for 4 freaking years. I'm tired of it. And I think millions of other people are also tired of this. Shut up already. This texter said, just stop. Give all of us patriots a minute, please. Patriots, how do you define patriot? Someone who stands behind Donald Trump, no matter what? That's not the definition of a patriot. It's scary to me. It really is. That this is where so many still are. Stuck in this echo chamber. Another important story you need to be aware of, and hopefully there's absolutely nothing to this. We mentioned at the top of the broadcast about a chilling threat that was sent to air traffic controllers vowing revenge for the killing of Iranian general. And that's now under investigation. Multiple air traffic controllers in New York heard this chilling threat. It happened on Monday, an audio obtained exclusively by CBS News. The threat refers to Qassem Soleimani, the Iranian general killed last year in a U.S. drone strike. It was ordered by the president. It was made on the one-year anniversary of Soleimani's death, for which Iranian officials have long vowed revenge. We don't know yet who sent the threat. The government does not believe the warning attack is credible, but they're investigating this as a breach of aviation frequencies. Who actually was able to tap into an aviation frequency and communicate this message? Here is a clip of that message that was communicated over the radio.
We are flying a plane into the Capitol Wednesday. Soleimani will be avenged.
Pretty straightforward. threatening to send an airplane into the Capitol. Sources believe the threat was designed to suggest hitting the Capitol on the same day Congress is set to count the Electoral College results. They're very much concerned about the intrusion, because this could affect the instructions pilots get about how and where the planes fly. The message sent to air traffic controllers reminded them any threat or a plane deviating from its flight path should be reported immediately. Otherwise, the FBI, not commenting on this other than saying any threats of violence to public safety, they take those threats very seriously. But it's pretty chilling to hear that, even if it turns out not to be something that comes to pass, just to hear those words based on what we have unfortunately experienced. September 11th, 2001. So now with half the country completely brainwashed by the CCP-financed American propaganda industry, Trump supporters are the ones in an echo chamber. Yeah, yes, you are. Those who are diehard supporters who still are trying to change the outcome of the election so far, every legal challenge has fallen flat. And the question I raised before, how far does this go? How far does the president go? This texter, wah, 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 Trump is mean. Give me my vaccine. Take my freedom. I want to be nice. Okay, if that's your attitude, you win. Go ahead. And you'll lose in 2022 and 2024. As long as you want to ride onto this dead horse, go ahead. I hope you don't do it. But if you keep beating this drum, and if you think this is about, if you think saving a man is linked to the Constitution, then we're not moving forward. We're not going anywhere. We're going to be stuck. And what we'll end up with is a conflict, as a number of people seem to think we were about to go into anyway. A serious, serious challenge that we face now. And again, I'd love to get your perspective about what to do now. I mean, you heard, it's not just me saying this. The conclusion of what happens today, we already know what's going to happen. By the way, it appears the president is pulling up to the Save America March, and he will be making some comments here shortly. And as I mentioned, if this happens before the end of the broadcast, we will dip into it and listen. But the motorcade itself has arrived at the rally site. This taking place in the nation's capital right now. I just remind you again just how important it is, and I hope we have plenty of conversations in the coming days. It's time for us to very carefully discern who is worthy of leadership. We have 4 years to decide to figure this out on the presidential side. But keep in mind, we also have congressional races in 2 years. I'll just say again, because I've suggested this before, I think one of the best things we could do now is to have some fresh leadership in the House and the Senate. And yes, it's time for all of the leadership in the Republican Party. They need to be gone. Every single one of them. I'm talking the House and the Senate. It's time for some turnover. It's time to see some fresh faces, some youth, and some passion and conviction. It's time for those things. Now, whether we see that, I do not know. And frankly, I think it's vital that we see a team of people, not just one personality. Because there's a lot that's going to have to happen between now and 2022. Love to get your thoughts as we continue the broadcast.